Play video games and shit.
Why are you wearing sunglasses? You're not the Ovan.
I'm pretty high right now.
On dick?
Pause it. What?
On dick?
Yeah, pretty high on dick, actually.
What? Don't start you again, no.
What?
Start on the thing?
I already did.
Why I gotta have music back there? It's gonna ruin my train of thought. What the fuck's up, boys? We kind of moved to a new studio. I knew you wrote that, Ezra.
What?
Larry's gay. I saw that. You son of a bitch.
No, I said Larry. No, Larry wrote it himself, and he's just trying to blame it on you.
Where the hell is the...
He wrote that shit on his own, dude. Yeah, he did that shit
Larry's
by
gay,
himself.
Larry's gay, Larry's gay.
Yeah.
Larry's gay, Larry's gay. I read that every day, actually.
I don't know why I have this chick in my room that I'm gay.
You said what?
I don't know why I got this girlfriend when I'm so gay.
Yeah, you know what's crazy? It's kind of hard to hear people when they don't talk in the mic. That's what's crazy.
Me right now?
No, this guy.
Oh, yeah.
No, they can't because I sync the audio with the mics, you dumbass.
They can't really.
Literally,
they can hear
cannot
you faintly.
Hear you.
Your echo gets coming around.
You
the
see
room,
that little ass?
It.
You see that little ass line right
yeah,
there? That was
say
you.
Say something.
That little ass line at his dick.
See, that's you right there.
That was you
and then
right
that's
there.
All of us.
Yeah.
So you get no showtime, buddy.
Oh, there's a new edit.
But now we got a semi working
studio C
until we start it.
Yeah, Larry writes these messages laying around everywhere, and then he reads them to remind him that he is gay.
Sometimes I forget.
Yeah.
Sometimes I do forget
he
I am gay.
Forget.
He's one of the people that has a vision board.
I have a
it
vision
says,
board.
It says, I'm gay on it.
Yeah. It's like...
it's his vision board.
He's got to look at it all the time. I'm gay. Oh,
it's
fuck,
yeah.
I forgot. God damn
it. No, it's
it.
Like it's like 50 First Dates. I have a video that I wake up to reminding me that I'm gay. Because I'll be straight that day
not
if I
even
don't watch it.
Yeah, not reminding you that you're gay, but reminding you to be gay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like I wake up next to dude, like, oh, my God. And then I watch the video,
be
and I'm like,
today.
Oh, I am actually gay.
It's like a motivational tape. It's just like, suck a dude's dick today.
Yeah, I get off the bench. I'm, like, benching, like, two plates. I'm like, yeah, dude, you need to suck a dick. This is how I play. How do you think I bench two plates? I suck a fat dick before I go.
Before he gets in.
You know how it's done. That's what Ezra does. His pre-workout is two dicks.
The huge.
Come on now.
My pre-workout is jerking off in the sauna.
Jerking off in the sauna with Shauna. The old dudes? Circle
hey,
jerking?
Yeah. There is a lot more dicks in GB3 than there is in Crunch.
I don't
old
know.
Dudes in GB3 just walk around with their dick out.
I wish you guys would have stayed where you're at.
I'm
where
at Crunch.
Where you're at.
I've seen
I don't have GB3.
Plenty of fucking penises at Crunch Fitness.
Either way, I probably won't go. I mean,
there's
I
a GB3 right here down the street.
Starting to go when you were still at Crunch, but
I'm at
like
Crunch.
GB3.
We're both at
just
Crunch.
Just go with me, dude.
I was like, I ain't going to GB3.
Come with me.
We're both at Crunch.
I need you to come with me.
Which way? What are you talking about? Hold on. Are we talking about the gym or coming?
Yeah. What are you talking about?
Just come with me,
wait,
dude.
I wasn't even thinking about that. But.
Come oh. with me.
Yeah.
Come with me.
Come with me.
And you'll see. A world of Ezra coming in his nation.
So I was leaving lunch, Chick-fil-A. I mean, not Chick-fil-A. Chipotle.
Close
to my. I know. Close to my work. And,
totally opposite.
You know
oh,
those.
I love word though.
Yeah,
okay,
word. Kinda. It's pretty close.
Chipotle.
Chick-fil-A. I know.
I mean, it's just a little bit off.
You know those.
Just,
you know those people that are riding the fucking.
Same
shut up.
Yeah, same amount of syllables.
You know those people that are riding those fake ass like skateboards with the one wheel.
A balance.
I mean,
thing?
I wouldn't say it's a fake skateboard. It's just a one wheel.
It's just different. It's but not a skateboard.
It's like a board,
it's just
though.
Something
it's a
you
skateboard.
Can't do, so you're
almost.
Jealous. I understand.
Anyways, I fucking yeah. I seen this guy
you
riding on
fall.
The street, and I'm passing by him, and I fucking look at him. He looks at me, and I was like, "Ride a fucking skateboard, you poser."
You should've told him that.
Yeah.
And what did he say?
He was. He's like, "Fuck you."
Should have like pulled over. Tried
took
to
off him. Going still.
Tried to throw a stick in front of him or something.
That thing can hop it.
Probably.
Dude, they jump those fucking things. The mountain bike tracks, they take those on them.
I've seen them. One guy does.
Hey.
There's one guy.
There's one guy.
Hey, that means they
that's
can do
so
it.
Cool, though.
What the fuck did you do?
I spit all over the place.
Go get some fucking napkins.
I spilled some
but
beer.
Yeah, fucking
I'm gonna.
Ride a skateboard instead, you fucking weirdos.
Why? That shit's cool. You don't got to push.
That's the only thing that's cool about it.
You don't have to use energy.
I feel like
you
it's more energy.
About that.
Probably
no,
more energy.
No.
You know what I have to say about that? is that there's this kid in the neighborhood that be, it's not a one wheel, but it's an electric scooter, and he be going back and forth all day long on the fucking thing. And the other day I saw him walking his ass home.
Yeah,
he rode it so much it died on him.
No, I've seen him that do that a couple times.
He is walking it
now
back.
You got to charge it for fucking like, 10 hours. Fucking
and the guy with the longboards. You
now
know what's funny? The guy
now
with the longboard.
You feel stupid. You wish it was gas powered on. Yeah. You fucking idiot.
No.
I do.
No.
That'd be sketchy. That'd be
that should be so fast.
Yeah.
But I see the guy. What really gets me going is when the guy's walking the longboard. The one that's electric, I see him walking it back because it's dead. It's like, bro, ride the fucking
can't
thing.
You ride? You might not be able to.
It has to be free spin. It can't be still
it's
motorized.
Still,
oh, he has one of those. My cousin had one of those. Those are pretty cool.
And you don't
BC
just,
has one.
And you don't want to just...
But still, ride it. Fucking ride a real skateboard, you punks.
Why?
Because.
I think it's harder to ride that.
It's for exercise, not just to fucking get around.
You don't have to now. So what's the point?
And it's harder to ride that. I guarantee if I put one of those in front of you, you can ride it.
One I probably
wheel?
Could.
A one wheel you're talking about?
Yes, one wheel.
I probably can.
If I give
probably
you a skateboard,
not.
You could do it. But
can
if
you ride a hoverboard?
Never tried.
See?
Hoverboard. I don't know why they call
it. But that's...
That.
It's hovering a little bit.
Whatever.
You're hovering.
I never tried it, but that's like different. Cause
I've
you're
tried
like,
it like...
You're standing facing
once
straight.
Or twice,
you're not
it's not easy.
To the side.
Yeah, I didn't... I
it's
didn't.
Actually easy for me. Just saying.
It's not very easy
but Jackson
for,
has
like,
one.
Most people.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Yeah, a lot of people can't do
it.
Yeah,
Mike Tyson can't do it.
Like women. Mike Tyson definitely can't. He ate shit.
I broke my back.
Yeah.
Spinal.
Since
my back is broken.
What'd you do to it?
Spinal. This shit's funny. Yeah, but no. I
have you yelled at anybody?
I'm about to yell at you.
Outside
I
your window?
I want to try to ride a one-wheel, though. I haven't tried. I don't know if I'd be able
we're
to.
We're still on that subject. I want him to try to ride a hoverboard. We have a hoverboard. Not here, but I can get one tomorrow.
I think I did one before. I don't know. I can't remember.
Well, I'm going to test you out tomorrow.
But have you ever yelled at anybody outside of your window?
This guy definitely has.
What do you mean?
Like how I did? Like ride a fucking
car
skateboard,
window?
You poser?
All the time.
That's what this guy does.
Like on a bicycle or a scooter or something?
To do this.
He literally just yells.
That's your YouTube channel?
That would be tight.
Do a kickflip.
Man, that could be.
A YouTube channel.
You just gave somebody a YouTube channel.
No.
Look it up.
No, that's our YouTube channel. We should do that.
I've already seen that.
There is people yelling out their window at people?
Yes.
Yeah. But that is sketchy.
Bubba's
you get fucked up.
Bubba's isn't sketchy. Encouraging, like, do a kickflip. It's like, fuck you, son of a bitch. Learn how to drive.
Karen.
Okay.
But instead of Karen, he says chink.
No, but like, I mean like, okay, that's you yelling at someone in a car. I mean like you yelling at somebody that's on a bike or a skateboard or a scooter.
I don't know what about.
Well, what the fuck? Did they get in my way? Or what's the circumstance? Why am I yelling at
them? Anything,
him?
Like how I just did.
No, for no reason.
No reason I was bored and I'd seen that guy.
When they look funny and shit, yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I've done it before.
Like cut your hair, you queer, like that.
What the fuck, dude? Are you serious? He's right here.
No, I don't mean your hair.
Why aren't you laughing? Brown boy. I don't know.
Yeah, anyways, another news.
That's a whites only sidewalk.
Oh, shit. Ezra with the heater.
That's a white just, only sidewalk.
I just smacked the shit
out
of
you get into the street.
It's spray painted white, the curb. The curb is white.
I hit the mic on my front tooth and it hurts.
I'm sure it does.
What else hit your tooth?
Oh, not Ezra's really. Little cock. It doesn't reach past my lips.
I don't really.
Which lives?
Oh!
I'm one of those, like.
Oh!
Oh!
Hey, we're like the Fonz. We just go, oh!
I like yell at you in my own space. You know what I mean?
Windows up.
Windows up.
Racist.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
But he'll also cut you off and then slow down and just make you go,
oh,
hell
you
no,
do
I
that?
Don't do that.
Yes,
no,
he does.
I don't.
I've seen him do it.
I don't
I've
fucking
I've been
do
in the
that.
Truck. I've been in the truck with you.
I don't do that.
You might have done it once.
I'm not that
And then
guy.
You ride that ass.
No, oh, I ride ass.
I ride ass.
Yeah. I ride ass. I will
if
ride
anybody
ass.
Rides ass.
I ride ass.
Different. Affirmative.
If anybody's going to ride ass, it's going to be me.
Affirmative, I ride ass.
Definitely ride ass, and it scares the shit out of me.
That's a big 10-4, bud.
RT but rides ass just driving.
Copy that.
That's only when fucking somebody's going hella slow or something. And that's why, like, when I'm driving,
mm-hmm.
I don't like brake checking people. I don't really do that.
Sometimes. I've seen you do it.
No.
You're telling me all the times I've been in that truck.
I can't even think of a time that I've done it on purpose. I can't even put it purpose, in my see? Fucking mind.
You're making it seem like he's doing it on purpose.
Everything he does is on purpose.
Every time that I've like done a brake check type of deal, it's because the person
in front of
me
you,
is
yeah.
that's not a brake check. Though.
Brakes.
Well, that is.
Well, then I don't know what the fuck you're talking about because I don't brake check people because I don't like being that fucking guy.
You cut it. What you cut it when they do it to you? I seen this one time. You
okay, cut on a cut off. That's
and then you
sense.
Cut in front of him and you slowed down. One time.
Well, because he got cut off.
He was drunk. He wasn't driving, but he was drunk.
Makes total sense. Yeah. 100%. I told your ass, like, you better cut. I held a gun to his head. Like, yeah. You better cut him
cut
off.
Cut him off now.
Right now and then slam on your
ride that ass.
Ride that ass.
Totally yeah. Episode.
He wanted me to ride him from the front.
No,
but
I feel like, you know, like. Like when I'm driving, I'm looking in my mirrors thinking about the people behind me and like people next to me and shit. If like, and if someone's coming up hella fast behind me, you know, I'm getting out of the way or whatever the fuck, you know, I could see that somebody's going fast and I need to get out of the way, especially on the freeway, you know, but nobody else I feel like thinks like that at all. So
what do they think like?
So they think like, oh, I'm going to do whatever I goddamn well please. And I'm going
to
go 25 miles an hour. Because I have nowhere to be and nothing to do.
That's true.
And I get paid by the government. And I don't have to go to work.
I wish I did. I wish
that's
I did.
Literally 20, dude, oh, shit. Fucking 100% of the time, that's how I feel about whoever's driving slow as fuck in front
just
of me.
Chilling,
like just
cruising.
Doing nothing. I'm like, dude, like, especially on, like, my lunch break.
Oh, yeah.
Like, driving home.
I got 6 minutes.
What are you doing? Like, you clearly don't have a job. You have nothing to do, nothing to get to. You're going 25 and a 40, you piece of shit. Get out of my fucking way.
Jesus Christ. He's getting worked up right now. Imagine what, it in the truck.
Oh, straight
dude,
up.
Or what about, like, let's just say.
One of the other days, it fucking, go. I think I already said it last week, where some bitch tried to fucking yell at me.
Yeah, you
no.
did.
Like, I went, like, around her, and she
That was 2 weeks ago. Oh, me last week, me and him did a single episode.
Yeah, I was hoping I'd see that bitch again.
Oh yeah, you're gonna see her again. What about like when the people at the limit line, right? A car right there. And
a what line? Hold on.
The limit line.
Lemon line.
Limit.
I meant limit.
Limit.
Limit line.
What is
like
that?
The first line before the crosswalk.
First
you
line.
Know?
Right. So the car parked right there, right?
Oh.
And
oh,
then,
you mean?
And then there's like a fat. Okay. There's like a fat like 4-car gap
Hello?
Between the next car. You ever see that?
Oh, you mean they're not even at the line?
No, okay.
Just way
the first
it?
Car is at the limit line, right? Normal. But the car behind them is like fucking 5-car lengths behind. That fat ass gap.
I mean, that's pretty far, but I mean 2-car lengths is cool.
Okay, anybody, maybe not 5, but like
somebody
3 or 4.
Anybody could slam in behind you.
Yeah.
But right, once so everybody you're trying to get off. But once everybody is stopped, what?
No, I was saying so you could try to get off.
Oh,
like
yeah.
If someone's going to slam
yeah,
into
yeah.
you, could,
that, yeah.
you could turn around or get off of him.
Yeah, exactly.
I do that.
And just so you don't hit the car in front of you if you get slammed into, because then it's like on you.
I'm always I'm always looking behind me, because if they do that, I go rip. I go right
me
over.
Too. And I hate when I'm on the freeway and I leave a gap
mm-hmm.
and somebody just.
Yeah. It's like there's a reason.
Take
oh,
that
like
gap.
On the off ramps? Like
no, not even that. Just driving on the freeway,
oh, okay,
you know,
okay,
if there's
okay.
maybe
yeah,
some
yeah.
traffic coming up,
yeah, yeah.
you know, and I leave, like,
a car or two.
Gap, you know,
yeah.
2-car gap, just in case everybody slams
some
on fucking brakes and somebody decides to slam in the back of me, I don't hit the car in front
yeah.
of me. But somebody always is that asshole and
there's always that guy.
Cuts you the fuck off.
He wants
like,
to
dude,
fit in that gap.
And then let me
come
sit
on,
here,
bro.
And then his lane goes past
just
him,
let
and then he gets back in that lane.
Yeah, just let me get the gap. You just lost a car anyway, you yeah. fucking idiot. Yeah, like people are so dumb. Dude.
People that do that with big rigs,
driving
that cut in front of big
rough.
Rigs,
oh, dude,
is
I don't
dumb.
Understand that, I see
because they need
do
time
that a
to
lot.
Stop.
Yeah,
I don't do that because that's because I already know
do that right here.
What?
Right here, just
the
coming
train
up.
Tracks.
Yeah, like after the train tracks, there'll be a fucking car, you know, next to in front of the big rig or not next to the big rig, and he'll be going hella slow. But whatever, he's coming about to come to a fucking red light, and they'll just right in front of him,
take
like,
his spot.
They're in front of me,
yeah.
you know, and then I'm. All of a sudden, right in front of him, I'm like, dude, why do you think I didn't get in front of the guy? He's fucking got to stop. Like, no, nobody thinks about shit but themselves, basically.
Yeah. Hey, that's their car, though. Fuck them. That's their car in their life.
Yeah.
Because
that big rib's going to win every time, I guarantee
every
it.
Every time.
It has to be horrible. What about that Mustang that ended up on the...
Oh, my God. What was going on over there, dude?
He was in the fucking... Doing a 50-50.
Yeah, he was on a center divider, yeah, 50-50. Was
fucking...
He high-centered.
Skateboard car.
Like, how they getting... They fucking yanked that off in there, bro. That's what's going to get...
Oh, it was already fucked. If he hit that truck, that shit was already.
But his car didn't even look wrecked.
Not at all.
But
really.
Why was
maybe the front, maybe a little bit, but not really.
What I want to know is how the truck's left side was hit, and he ended up in that. And then, but the Mustang was on the left side of the curb.
I don't think the Mustang was involved.
I almost feel like the Mustang didn't hit it. I feel like the Mustang avoided
trying to hit him,
crash, and that's why probably he was on the curb. Because
why would he go into the curb? I would rather hit the car.
Or he was trying to do donuts.
I'd have much rather hit the curb than somebody else's car.
No, 100%. I would have, like, you could have swiped someone.
Fuck that. I would have rather hit the curb 100%.
Fuck that.
I'm trying
to take someone out.
I would rather be posted up on that curb right now that dude than have smashed that Tacoma, that's for sure.
No, I would have rather sideswiped another dude, because if I'm going down, I'm taking some people with me. There's no way I'm going down.
So you're going to snitch
and
tell everyone else?
It really depends what kind of insurance you have.
Well, and because there was only the Tacoma and that guy. There was no other car there.
But
that one wasn't hit at all. It was like someone that pulled up and helped him.
It didn't look like it. You're right. It didn't look like
that.
Because that
truck was fucked up.
It looked like
the
truck was smashed.
I don't think
so. Maybe we hit and run.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Could have been, yeah.
Maybe hit and run. And the car that hit him, the Mustang, was behind him. It swerved to the
curb. Which is weird, because just like last week, that same kind of shit happened in that same spot.
Same ass spot.
There's always accidents right there.
Yeah.
Right where the Valero had it shut down. I had to go around it.
I think it's because everyone's trying to merge into that lane to get into 180 East, 180 West.
Well, I mean, just don't be retarded.
Yeah.
You won't,
what they
you
need
won't
to
crash.
Do is make that turn lane that you turn to go
East?
East or West?
Singer?
No, to...
Yeah,
to
Singer. To go that way, they need to make that turn lane to go straight, too. So
yeah.
So people could just get into that and go straight. Even though you could just do it anyway, no one's gonna.
Yeah, you could do it. I thought about doing that. I was like, you know what?
I don't
want to be the asshole
twice,
because
but
it's two different lights. So like that one could be green, that one's red, and I'm still sitting there.
Yeah, but it never is.
You know what I mean?
It never is. If that one's green, they're both green. No. Never is.
Nah, if you're in that turn lane, I don't let you get in.
Yeah, because you're not allowed to.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know, I say get behind me, brother.
But if they did change the signs and whatever the road to make it to where you're supposed to, I feel like it would be better. Because no, I see. Like, nobody ever getting in that fucking lane to get on.
To go Singer,
to go
huh?
To Singer.
Yeah, either do I.
Like,
see
maybe
that.
One or two cars. And those one or two cars can wait till the light's green anyway, and because they have to anyway.
Yeah.
The fucking doesn't change till the light turns green to go straight. Because
they're not in a rush. They're just chilling, cruising.
It makes no sense. It makes no sense. That light needs to be changed. I just thought about it today when I was going by it.
Yeah. Huh?
And I was like, dude, like, if I could, I would come and just, like, put my own road signs up real quick.
Yeah,
paint
that does
a
make
straight
sense.
Line on the floor.
Bro, the
you should be able to go both ways.
Yeah, you should be able to
go
straight. Go
left or straight?
Yeah,
because right you there. Already have to cut hella far left to get to the other lane.
Yeah.
It makes no sense. They need to fix that.
I want to put my dick's mouth whoever civil engineered that.
Yeah, whoever fucking engineered that shit, fucking idiot.
Caltrans.
Nah,
I don't know. God damn. It probably was them.
It's a Caltrans employee. It's a civil engineer. That's who designs roadways. And they're fucking retarded and they get paid too less, actually. You know, they only make like 60, 70K a year.
Dang.
Probably not.
That's what I was going to be to college.
I would design roads.
That's what I went to college
like shit
for.
Too.
I went to college for that, and I was like, this sucks.
I would design them like shit, too, if I only got paid that much.
Yeah, it's done.
Yeah, that's good enough for me.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, can't see it from my house.
too many people come, that's on them.
Hey, I don't drive on that road. Fuck it.
Tell them to go around. Yeah. I don't know.
That's why I made the other road next to it.
I don't even fucking live there.
Take the side cuts, bro.
For real, huh?
Fucking losers, learn a map.
I live on the other side of town. That's why I gave myself the roundabout.
What they should have done.
My side is always clear.
They should have made it to go to Singer. They should have made it on the right side.
Yeah, just to get
right
on
there.
No
easier,
dude. No, I don't know who the fuck designed.
Just
it.
like Clovis, Clovis and 180.
Couldn't because of that little neighborhood right there.
Yeah. No, you definitely could. But no, Clovis and 180.
Like buy it from those people.
Like Clovis and 180. How you can? You do that?
Yeah, you could.
Same
do,
deal.
Well,
it's the same deal.
Clovis and 180, what do you mean?
Because you get on right here, or you could go straight
Clovis
and then
and
circle around.
You can just take a right, or you can
go to the circle
go
roundabout
and do
thing.
The flip. You can get on either way.
Both ways.
I mean? Yeah.
And it's not retarded, because you got to flip to go the way you could just turn right to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because they can literally just go, like, straight down. Like, it doesn't need to be a gradual slope. Just make that bitch go straight down.
Who gives a fuck?
Fuck it.
I'll do a fat ass.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
Hey, when you see, when just you
hit the bottom,
fucking Honda, just
it's just like it's like a 45-degree yeah. slope or some dumbass shit.
It says trucks only. Like you need to have 4x4.
Fucking blow your asshole out when you hit the fucking ground.
It's for gays only. That's why.
Go.
Make you not
and
speed.
That's how all the auto shops in town make money.
You guys on Belmont are making
we're connected with the auto shops. It's an inside job. They're connected. They work together.
The civil engineers and the fucking tire shops yeah. work together.
They're like, we both make shit money. Let's work
see,
together.
See, they make 60K for a civil, but they got their tire yeah. shop. And
they make another 40K.
There you go. Yeah. The civil engineers own the tire shop. There
oh, there you go.
See, that's how they make their money.
But civil engineers ain't Mexican. They're white.
Oh,
that's fine.
Mic drop.
You know the damn Mexican ain't no damn engineer. Oh, hey, I got a good one.
I do too.
Since we're talking about whites, white people are back in it.
We always are.
NBA.
We?
Mac.
What?
McClung. Yeah, what the fuck, you brown yeah, fuck?
We're always talking about whites.
Hold on a second.
We got an imposter.
Just because you're wearing a white shirt.
Yeah, but Matt McClung, he is white. He won the dunk contest tonight.
I'm pretty sure he was projected to win.
Pretty sure that's the guy that's half black.
No, he's totally white. And no one knew his name before this. He did a fucking 540 dunk.
Tight.
Wet.
One hand?
Yes.
Two hand?
One hand.
Tomahawk?
He cradled it.
360s, 540 tomahawk?
540 cradle.
Oh, that'd be sick.
He don't like this.
Oh, that's Kobe Bryant type of stuff?
Yeah, but 540, because who's done a 540 before?
I don't know.
Exactly.
This Someone's done it for sure. Maybe just not in the contest.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm just saying white people winning. And we got Lokic, Lokic, whatever his name is. The white guy. Lokic.
The tall guy?
Yeah, the good guy. He's going to get MVP.
On the Dallas?
Yeah, he's going to get MVP
this
year.
Oh, yeah, that guy is good. I like that
guy.
He's
getting MVP this year. So I think whites are doing it for the NBA this year.
Well, he's not. He's just skin white, but he's like
no, he's European.
Russian or something.
He's European. That's white.
Not really.
Yes, it is. That's European white.
Because fucking, what's the name of Russian? They're fucking Muslim Indians.
Russia is not Indian. That's not Asia.
They're Muslim, though. Then they're from
Indians
Russia.
Indians are Asia. They're Asian.
Indians are from Russia.
Indians are not from Russia.
The fucking Islam's guys. Those guys are Muslim Indian.
They're not Indian.
They're Indian.
No, they're not.
Then what are they?
They're fucking Russian and they believe in Allah.
That's Indian.
It doesn't matter what religion you are, you dumb fuck.
Indian's not a religion.
That's what I'm saying. Just because you believe in Allah and you practice that doesn't mean you're Indian.
Pretty sure they are, though.
Look it up.
They got fucking Indian raghead names. What do you mean?
Look it up. Can we look it up?
Slevkov, what's his name? Magadov. Islam.
Take a hit of this. Maybe you'll reconsider.
Do you remember that app, Shmuel?
No. Oh, the singing one.
You could sing or rap to it.
Auto-tune?
Made your own song for you.
Auto-tune?
And then you could like post it and battle with people?
Yeah.
That shit was dope.
Battle rap.
Well, that was a different one. That was the one that Burner did.
Oh, Burner did. Yeah, that one's a good one, too.
Shmuel was the better one. Pick any beat you want.
Yeah, he did it.
Me and Bo were talking about that like 5 minutes ago. That app was sick. Yeah, and I wrote it down, too, just in case you forgot.
How the fuck do you even read that?
Where?
This app. Theme, what, wouldn't skit. That one doesn't even make any sense. Fam.
The only reason I can read like it is because I wrote it.
Yeah,
so I know what it says.
I don't know what the fuck that says, bro. Can you guys read all my handwriting?
No, not at all.
Why? It's all perfect. You look like
anyway,
you're.
Anyway, what were we talking about?
You write like a doctor. Chicken scratch.
Spiel.
Oh, I write worse. Spiel.
That's how my dad writes.
I write
spiel,
worse.
Spiel.
Why do you write like that? Hunter, can we get down to your writing? Who taught you how to write?
I would love to have better handwriting.
I can write.
Handwriting doesn't mean shit, though.
I could write.
What
great.
Do you mean?
Useless.
I can write great.
What do you get out of this besides anyone else can read that? That's it.
Okay, so whenever Fortman and I fill out shit, they'll pick me over this. I've already had that before. This guy couldn't write. Some guy couldn't write.
Okay. Well,
and I could write, and it was eligible.
That's cool.
I wouldn't write like that.
But let's just say this guy is a way better worker than this guy is.
That's fine.
They're still going to pick that guy?
Yeah, because he'll work under me. And I'll fill out the paperwork and be the safety guy.
Racist. We're talking about Smule.
I'm not racist.
No, I was talking about the handwriting, though.
Yeah, I'm still on the handwriting.
I could write good.
All right, let's see it.
I can write good. I just choose not to because I didn't need to. I was just doing.
Well,
good
I want to so see you good at handwriting and do it fastly.
What am I writing?
Same thing.
Just write Schmuel. One word. Though. Just write one word.
No, do one line of words.
Schmuel.
But do it fast. Don't take your time.
That's how don't you take fucking write.
No. You got to do it fast too, brothers. That's why you do paperwork because they want someone that can do paperwork fast but be eligible.
They can suck this wiener fast. How about that?
That's
bet
fine.
They won't do that.
That's fine. But if you don't do it fast, guess what? You're going to be the worker. And I'm going to be telling your ass what to do, baby. Just saying, brother.
I bet no one even listens to you, too.
No one does, actually. You're right, because I work by myself. I'm actually the foreman, and I'm my own foreman because I work by myself. Because I'm retarded. And no one likes me. But it's okay. They still listen to the podcast.
Do you know any current event that happened in 1874?
1874. Yes, I'm actually watching a show called 1873. You know about that? Pretty good.
Fuck you.
That still sucks.
No, does it?
That's really ugly.
It's legible. It is better.
No, that's way better.
And I write cursive.
That's not cursive.
That is not cursive.
That's not cursive.
I didn't write cursive just now. I just wrote legible fucking print. Did you hear what it said?
Yeah, I did. And now I'm reading it again. Look, this is me going fast.
No benefits out of that.
There's a hell of benefits
out
of this.
Read what it says out loud.
Smule, the karaoke app, there was a small penis on Larry's body about 2 inches. There was.
Twas a small penis on Larry's.
So
you know why I wrote that, right?
Why?
Because I couldn't read what I wrote the first time.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm just kidding.
That makes sense.
I totally
actually.
Could. I just didn't want to.
All right, Ezra, copy it.
Well, how about this? I wrote that.
Larry's gay. Whoa! What I mean, you Larry added to that. It?
Is that a snowman?
Ezra, now copy it. Ezra, copy
Equilibrium
it.
Snowman.
Audi.
What does Ezra need to copy for? What are
I don't
you doing?
Need to copy nothing.
I want to do it. I want to do a handwriting. If we're gonna put it to the camera, I'm gonna screenshot it, and we're gonna say who has better handwriting.
Definitely not.
And
me.
I did mine hella fast.
Give me another. Give me a pen.
Look, that was fast.
Give me that other. Give me that pen.
No, this one's better.
No, give me that.
Yeah, this one's actually better.
Ezra's supposed to do. Ezra, why can't you guys follow through with bits? It's a good bit.
He did. He's going playing along.
You,
with you
bitch.
I'm against this. I'm not for this.
I don't care what you're for. You know what you're for, the bit. Unless you're a bit killer. Are you a bit killer?
I'm a bitch killer. What's your guys' stand on that catastrophic train accident that happened in Ohio?
All right, that's actually crazy because I don't want to talk about that. So
they're killing all my fishes.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it. It's
they're
crazy.
Killing all the people.
No, I just don't want to talk about it because I just don't feel like doing it.
And
I don't
killing
think
it, all the air.
I don't think we need to talk about that.
They're killing the dirt. And
so because I don't think we need to talk about it, we don't need to talk about it.
They're killing the bears.
No, we're just not going to talk about it because obviously if one person
killing the birds.
What the fuck's that even?
That's cursive, bitch.
That's cursive?
No, that says penis.
that thing?
I could definitely read that. That does say
that
penis.
Says penis right there.
Right there. Oh, I forgot the C.
I did too. Look.
Yes.
Larry Dorf. I had the C.
It says Dorf. Dorf.
I had the C in there.
I forget.
I did it so shitty, though.
The R, that's not a curse of R.
I did
though.
Mine. That's how I do my signature R. It's not
we'll see.
Really.
I know. It's all right, man. Some people got
to
learn.
I just do, you know.
That's tight.
Well, this is
Ezra.
I don't have to learn anything, Larry. I know how to write.
That's all
that matters. I know how to write letters on paper.
I don't.
Doesn't matter if it fucking looks. I'm not writing for somebody's fucking.
I'm not writing.
Coming purposes.
I'm not writing love letters, right?
I'm not fucking.
Not writing anything.
Doing anything special for anyone.
You will be. Watch.
No, I won't.
If you want to be
and
something.
And if
in
I
life.
Do, then I'll take my fucking time and write nice, bitch.
Yeah, I know
that.
No, ride it fast.
That wasn't taking my time. You told me not to take my time.
Take your time.
Yeah, fuck off.
You guys are so easy to write.
I'll take my time.
Why are you guys so mad about handwriting?
I don't know.
I'm not.
Suck at handwriting.
There's no benefit out of it.
There is. I swear to God.
It has nothing to do with my life.
I've already seen it. Why. It will be.
Besides bragging about it on this
when you start
super
doing paperwork,
sick podcast.
It
no, it won't.
No, it won't.
Whatever.
That paperwork sucks ass.
And whatever.
All my paperwork's on the computer.
Yeah. So
fuck you.
Fuck new age bullshit.
Suck a dick.
Damn.
I'll take a picture of my shitty ass handwriting and a computer
and then type
will
it.
Write that shit down.
There's
for
no
me.
Way.
Yes.
Take a picture of this and see if it fucking does it. It won't do it.
I don't know if that'll work.
It won't fucking do it. I can't read. Dude, literally the last two lines I can't read.
I don't know if it'll work.
I literally
guarantee read that.
I got so lazy on the last two lines.
There was one with
no, this one.
Skids from like
no,
movies in the same.
Read it from the start.
Shmuel the karaoke app.
Okay.
There was the one with skits from like movies in there. Come on,
that's
dude. I know how to fucking
says.
Read.
That's not what it says.
I can read retard, right? I can't read fucking regular. Go.
That's not what it says, though.
That's what it says. That's exactly
what's
what it
say,
says.
Bubba?
That's pretty much exactly what it says.
See?
There was one with skits from like movies.
Movies.
Is it the same?
You didn't say that.
Not the last two words I didn't.
Because I don't remember what it was.
Because you said something different.
No, okay, so let's get back to that. Okay, so Shmuel, the karaoke app.
Yes, the app was sick.
Yeah,
okay,
you guys remember that?
Well, it wasn't really a karaoke app. Oh, fuck. It was like a...
Damn, that was not cool. But
it was like a rap.
It was also kind of cool. Because it's not like...
Hey,
if anything, you should probably put it this way. So it could pour out.
What yeah, the fuck, man?
IQ. Larry, lick that
out. Who's the retard now?
Oh, God
Bubba.
Damn it.
Bubba's the retard.
I meant Larry, but... Okay.
No, I didn't do nothing. I was standing here.
Anyway, so
this will still work.
Was it that app?
No, it won't.
Yes,
that,
it will.
That's
no.
gonna be fucked.
No, it will not. It doesn't have
computers
in it.
Dim
like
right
computer
now.
No, that's gonna be sticky
that just
keyboard.
Went super dim right now. I don't even know how.
That's gonna be sticky keyboard all day.
Stoopy?
Sticky. See, what are we talking about? This guy just ruined it. What are we talking about?
I can read retard.
You can read retard, but you still gotta talk, man. We can't just. Come on now. You got to talk. Can't leave no dead space.
Our listeners and audio viewers love dead space.
So, Shmuel, hold on. Don't wipe.
Keyboard's not plugged in, right?
Jesus. I'm going to have to go and cut that out now. Thanks.
That's all right.
Because I'm going to have to fucking fit this all to everything. All
right, Larry.
Fucking dickhead. I told you to stop doing that. Well, guess what? Larry's always wrong. Yeah, I am plugged
in.
It
shouldn't be plugged in now, so you can wipe it off.
That's why he was saying pull the cord before you wipe it. And you didn't listen.
Nope, never
do. No,
I know
just
you
couldn't
don't.
Wait 2 seconds.
Fuck, man.
I don't listen to the Surgeon General either.
Anyway, so I was just trying to remember if Shmuel was like just a karaoke app, because I remember doing...
It is.
It's we
clean
did like
off.
Movie skits and shit. We were doing like movie skit type.
That needs to be wetted because that's going to be fucking sticky.
Like reenactments?
He's got the. Yeah, like talking to him.
Make your own shit.
Oh, no, that's Thriller.
No.
Thriller. That's Thriller where you make music videos. Where you,
it wasn't a music video. It was.
Where
it was
you
like
take
a
like five different videos
movie,
over
no,
a song?
It was movie scenes.
Hey, right here, Ezra.
And you would redo them.
Wipe that off. No, with the wet one, dummy.
And you would redo them. Like, kind of, just with you doing it as you're, like, fucking in the video, but you just have to get the voice.
You're talking about Vine.
No, it wasn't Vine. I swear it's Shmuel. I swear it's just Shmuel, but it...
Was it already Shmuel. Music there? Then
it
was Thriller.
It wasn't music, it was videos. It was...
Well, I know, the video with the music, and then you match your...
It wasn't music, it was...
Like, movie scenes.
Movie scenes.
Oh,
oh
so you just reenacted
about that.
Yeah, kind of.
So it was like
on my old phone,
TikTok.
I have it.
Old
musically.
TikTok. Yeah, like kind of right
it was musically then.
TikTok.
It's old school. It's
musically.
Old school TikTok, pretty
musically.
Much.
That's what TikTok was before. It was musically. Remember I had it when I went to college?
I don't think it was musically.
Yeah, because people used to recreate
shit
like that.
No, I'm pretty sure it was Shmuel.
Where's that napkin? The dry one? The regular one?
I mean, it's not dry anymore, but there you go. I don't know, guys. But something like that.
You are something like that.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Dude, my fucking train of thought's all fucked. You guys are fucking everything up.
You're doing this, dude. Wow, it's dude. All,
I didn't spill nothing.
This is all on you right now. I don't know what you're talking about.
How was your
about?
Train of thought all fucked up? That's how you know how stupid and retarded you are. Just from a little spill of fucking liquor?
Well, I had to fucking... Now I have to go through and restart this.
I can't even imagine how bad it is how if you spill some paint on your fucking floor or something.
Oh, man, it's so crazy because I don't do that.
How bad your train of thought is then?
I'm professional.
How bad is your train of thought then?
You know, it's crazy because I'm professional. I'm not like you. I'm certified.
Certified gay?
I have 12...
Certified douchebag.
12 certifications, brother. What do you have?
I haven't any, I don't have anything.
Certified forklift driver right there.
Oh, shit, son. Damn, you are?
Can't get any higher
you
than
are?
That, dude.
You are?
Can't get any higher than that. Got to wear the safety hat. Got to wear
actually, boot. You can't get a little bit higher than that, and that's the gray doll driver.
Nah, bro.
That's
drive,
the big forklift.
I drive them fucking aisle masters, bro. The fucking
that's some bitch ass shit.
Stairmasters.
Hey, you know what's funny? You don't even need a certification
don't
for that.
Drive those motherfuckers.
No, but I'm just saying, though. You don't need a certification to drive that.
I'm sure you don't.
You need a certification to drive the driving one.
What happened to that over there? What happened to that?
It is a driving one. Hey, I
Bubba.
Don't know what you're talking about. It is a driving one.
Bubba, right. The lights moved.
I don't know what you're saying.
No, the stand-up ones,
well, I don't
you
think
don't.
It's not a stand-up one. It's still a driving one. It's just an aisle master is what they call it.
No, I know, but you
it's
stand up and you drive the thing.
No, you don't.
It's you not, still you still sit down?
Not, did you not just
listen? Again, Bubba.
Did you not just listen to what I said?
No.
No, because you don't have a train of thought.
Fuck.
I don't even know how this guy even gets anything done.
I said not the stand-up one.
But he's like,
it's
the
called an aisle master.
Then he's like, the stand-up
one. Oh,
like
so
this?
The stand-up one you do this on.
I wasn't listening to you, to be honest.
Fuck, dude.
I was not listening to you. Yeah, at all.
No. How's that gonna make the noise?
I don't drive it anyway, though. But it looks crazy. It's like a weird. It's
wait,
like
if you don't drive it, shut up.
We're gonna drive this fucking pencil in your fucking mouth, bitch.
He's done. He's like, I'm fucking.
I don't have to drive it. It's not part of my job.
Hey, well, guess what? Who's certified forklift driver in here?
I
right
see
now?
Those fuckers drive it.
Nobody.
Who's certified?
And it just looks funny the way it moves.
No
around
one.
And shit.
No one's certified in this room. Dog. What if I told you
cat?
I was certified?
I don't know. What would you tell me?
I'm certified.
Certified queer.
Hey, that too.
Sick, man.
Thanks, dog.
What's it like being a queer?
You now
what's it like being queer? LGBTQ plus?
What?
LGBTQ plus.
LGBTQ blah, blah, blah.
No, I have it right here, though. I have my card. Hold on.
Oh, your queer card?
Yeah, hold on.
Anyway, so you don't need to be sore dick certified.
Sore dick certified. I am actually sore dick certified, actually. You want another? Here's my sore dick. Hold on.
Here's my sore dick card. Stop showing those, you fucking tarred dick.
What do you think I get from this?
Something.
3 cents.
15 cents. They'll put that in their savings, make bank off you.
Yeah.
Easy.
Hey, they'll start adding
doing
it up.
Some weird
get some
shit.
Hey, that'll be lit, though.
It wouldn't be for you.
What about this one? Can I see
anyway,
this one?
So, I don't know.
Show whatever the fuck you want.
No, I have my forklift card in here.
Show me your social security card.
I don't have that in here. I actually have it locked up.
It's in your room. We'll show them.
I don't have it in the room.
Where's that?
I don't have anything
in a
to
lock
say
box
about
in the
any
bank.
Certifications.
He said it's in a lockbox at the bank.
Yeah.
Ezra, I need you to finish my wood thing I did.
What's that?
Oh.
Just finish my end table for me. I'm tired of working.
I don't think he has the skill.
I don't have the qualifications for that. I'm not certified.
Damn.
I don't think he's certified.
I knew it.
I'm not certified.
I fucking knew it.
I
it was too
certified.
Good to be true.
It was. Yeah. He says he woodworks, but he doesn't woodwork. What his woodworking is on the street corner.
Jerking people off.
Yeah. That's what he woodworks.
He works on wood.
I call this big old 7-inch dong a woodwork, all right?
Damn, 7-inch dong?
That's ultra large.
Nickel ultra can right there.
Hey, so your tape measure's off like ours?
No.
Mine's broken.
Mine's
his says 2 inches, but that shit's too small.
Mine's an Indonesia. Mine's
small.
Is an Indonesia tape measure.
Oh, so you got a couple inches extra.
No,
I don't know what that means.
My
I don't know what that means.
My tape measure is made in Indonesia.
Oh, what so it's a DeWalt then.
Yeah. DeWalt's better than Milwaukee.
I'm just kidding, dude.
Oh, stop.
I got this sick ass shirt from Keystone the Mountain.
Where? Where'd you get that?
The mountain.
Keystone, you went to mountain. The mountain?
Shows the mountain like in the back.
Where'd you go to Keystone?
Shows all
damn,
the trails.
I thought it was the beer or the.
But this is where the beer's from.
No, it's
not. Same mountain.
You said what? That's where the what's from?
The beer.
Keystone.
There you go. You're sending the mic down.
Coors Keystone. What would you call it? Keystone Coors Light?
No, I don't know.
You used to call it Keystone Coors Light.
No, it's Keystone.
No, it's made by Coors Light.
I know.
So
it's Keystone Light. That's what we used to drink.
I love that beer.
Yeah. Hey, that shit is all right.
I love it.
It's but cheap. Nice and cheap.
It's nice and cheap. But
I can't wait to drink that in the river time again.
I can't. Oh. It's too much calories. Too much calories. That's why I moved to Michelob.
I fuck calories up.
Yeah, I bet you do, you fat fuck.
Yep.
Hey, actually, I sent Ezra a picture of us, like, what is that, 3 or 4 years ago?
Good old days, 3 years ago.
Eli wasn't even a year, I think, when we did that.
Nope.
And we were thick, dog. This guy was definitely thick.
Thick dogs?
This guy was definitely thick.
Thick boy.
He was a thick dog right there, boy.
Not 2 C's. Not even, dude.
T-H-I-C-C.
Nah, when you see pictures, this boy was thick.
Thick. T-H-I-C-C-C.
And when he had long hair, he was thick, too.
He never had
bit.
Long hair.
Yeah, he did. What the fuck?
No.
He had hair down to his ass.
Maybe back in his, like, ancestry primal days. But
oh, yeah. I guess I was there during his ancestry primal days.
Yeah, not today.
He had a spear walking around.
Yeah, he got molested by molested by the whites.
He wasn't even a hunter. Yeah. He was just a gatherer. He was with the women.
Christopher Columbus's cousin did him in dirty.
Damn,
that fucker.
It gave him chicken pox up the ass.
Yeah, see, my ancestors told me what they did.
Give me ass pox.
Yeah, my great-great-grandpapa said, we fucked your daddy.
Yes.
Yeah, because they're scary.
Your daughters and your women.
They killed the women and fucked the men.
He fucking tears. He said, y'all's was easy. We was feeding you lead while you were trying to feed us sticks.
Yeah, back in the day, men got pregnant, not women. That's just how things were, you know. That's what I heard.
Now it's all different. Women get pregnant and shit. That's why we're trying to go back to men get pregnant, because that's the way it's supposed to be.
Women spawned out of men.
True that. Adam and Eve, you heard that?
Yeah, you know, we made them. Mm-hmm. You know?
We make everything, to be honest.
And then we literally decided that we didn't want to have kids anymore, so we just gave them the job.
Yeah. And then we said, I'm going to eat the apple because I don't care.
That's how the species works. And that's why, like, we're so better off. We gave them the job of having the babies, and now we just take care of them.
Yeah.
True that.
Yeah, we barely do that.
Yeah, now we just give it to them and leave.
We just pay for taking care of them. That's all we do.
See, us black people, we like to leave when we have a baby.
Whoa, I ain't even that color.
No one's not black.
I ain't even that good. I'm see-through.
You don't even know any black people either.
I do, actually, and they're about to come on the podcast. Who? He said he just got out of prison.
Dang. Of course he did.
My boy RC.
Living up to the reputation, it seems like.
Fuck.
The RC didn't call you?
Nope.
He called me.
That's cool.
He said he just got out of prison. 2 weeks ago.
Did you send him some money?
No.
Why not?
He said he got out of prison.
But did you send him money when he was in?
He didn't call me when he was in there.
Or you were just ignoring him?
No, I would have answered it.
Don't disturb?
Ignoring all the fucking random phone calls he gets.
I sent Jay Duke you some money.
Right, that's when good. He answers it and it says, you've got a call from.
Boop. I don't know what it was from. Dude, I never got it, bro. I didn't know who it was from.
I don't even want to know who it's from. I don't want to feel bad.
Yeah. Huh?
Boop. Hang up before it says a fucking name.
It says Ezra. Boop. I just hear, boop. But boop. I don't give a fuck who it is. You're in jail. Good luck,
figure
buddy.
Figure that shit out of yourself.
Hey, sell your ass to get some soup, bitch. That's what I would do, to be honest.
Man, dude, I used to get those like once a week.
I mean, you do that out here, so
you used to used to get your ass fucked for a soup once a week.
Yep.
Yep. Ezra, what would you do for a bowl
collect
soup?
Collect phone calls.
Oh, from Devin.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, I used to get those all the fucking time.
Yeah.
From all the
you
boys.
What?
Get to collect phone calls.
You know, like when Rashawn calls you and says, collect call from.
You've got a collect call.
And you would answer it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd answer it.
Oh, okay. That's good.
The fuck?
I'm not this a guy wouldn't.
He would. Yes, he would.
I'm not a fucking idiot. Larry.
I'm not Larry. Are you?
Oh, yeah. I don't answer any
certified fucking hang upper.
Yeah. Ezra is the one that
hang up.
Hold on, let me tell you. Let me tell you real quick. Ezra doesn't answer phone calls and barely texts you back. Only when he needs something.
Yeah, like.
Or when he's bored, he'll call me. But I call him all the time. I text
you.
Him
don't call
day.
Me.
You bitch ass.
He texts me back most.
Dude,
of the
you used
time,
to call me. Honestly,
but only
you used
the
to call,
first time.
You used to call me so much and text me so much, like before you were with her. Like you don't even do that no more.
But then what happened? You stopped answering and shit. So why do it?
I would always answer.
No, you wouldn't. No, you stopped answering me a lot.
You guys don't want to get into this with me, bro. Fuck you guys. Nobody talks
to me. I answer you, bitch.
See, I feel bad. I be hitting you up, though. Not all the time, but I do.
I hit you up and ask you what you're doing. You text me back one time, and then when I text you back, you don't talk to me right.
It's the same thing here, brother. Same thing here.
How's
this guy acts like it's me. I hit him up all the time.
No, it is you, dude. You used to FaceTime me like five times a day.
And you know why? No, because you stopped answering.
You do the same thing.
He does.
You
actually
do the
he
same
fucking
thing.
Doesn't.
What? I answer every time you guys call me or text me, I answer that shit.
It's
shut
not just
up.
About calling
this guy even hung
me.
Up on me.
It's about hanging out, too. We don't do that anymore.
No one fucking hangs out. That's out the window.
I hang out right here.
This is it.
I'm with y'all.
This is the hangout right here.
What do you want
to
do?
I guarantee in the summertime, no one's going to be hanging out.
We're going to the river.
Hopefully, I'm hoping we hang out a lot more in the summer. We need to do a lot more shit.
I have a kayak.
No one literally does shit anywhere in that. That's why I do my own shit. Now I go to the gym every fucking day and I love it. And
cool
I do my own shit because everyone else is doing their own shit.
But good for you. But you have to get older. When you get older, people stop doing stuff.
I'm not old. I'm fucking young as fuck.
All of our friends have babies, dude. We're the only guys without babies.
My friends don't got my like the close friends. They don't got kids.
Who doesn't? Because only Hanson doesn't have a baby.
Austin, you and Bubba. That's it.
Yeah.
What I'm talking
unless
about.
Unless you faggots gonna have a kid pretty soon.
That's and pretty much like the same with me. I mean, no.
But like my day one brothers, they all got kids. But yes. My homies that I hang out all the time, they don't got kids.
My other good friends
have
kids.
I don't have a kid, your day one brother.
Anymore, so.
Huh?
I said the other good friends that I had kids, and I don't really talk to them anymore.
Because they had kids.
Because they're fucking gay, and they're getting married and shit.
What? I just mean they're gay. Dude, they're just growing up.
I mean, I not feel really. It, but
they
I...
They should still hit you up sometimes,
I just
though.
Don't feel like having kids is a big excuse to not hang out with your friends
it's
anymore.
The women. The women, because they don't want to get their woman met.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
I, no, that I is, understand that. That
is talking about, I'm getting old. I'm
you
23 years
you,
old. I'm getting old.
23? Who the fuck's 23?
I'm just saying, example. It's an example.
No, I mean, he's
but
right.
This guy.
That's a big
he's barely 24 years old. I'm getting old, dude.
I'm
trying
to
get 26. Married.
Hold on. You fuck. You're being.
My bad.
Your shit's loud.
I'm about to be 26.
No, you're not. You're lying, dude. You're going to
anyway,
be 25.
I'm 25 right
you're
now.
Fucking,
no, you're not.
You're about to be the same way.
You're going
to
be 25.
No, hey. Because I don't know. Just because they let their girls be like that.
Control
and
them.
And fucking. And not control them.
No, it's
just,
controlling.
It well, is. It yeah. is. Yes.
It is, but it's like, it's to the extent where, you know, it's because we're men and we want them to feel good, so we do.
But do they really, though?
No, they make us feel bad all the time.
Yes.
Yeah, they make us feel bad, so we stay and do nothing, which is not what I'm going to put up with.
No.
But it seems like.
I'm flipping myself up in the mirror over there.
It seems like
you guys can't
he
see it.
Is going to put up
oh,
with
oh, he's going down that road
and
right now.
He's
going
to end
up.
What am I doing?
Exactly.
I'm
that
doing
person.
What I want to do.
He's like, what am I doing?
No, you
know. He doesn't even know what he's doing.
Yeah, he doesn't even know. That's the thing.
You see the fucking pipes, boy? Motherfucker's getting big.
Ezra.
I'm in the gym, boy.
When you get a girlfriend,
whatever you put in, you put out.
You're
and that goes for everything. Whatever you put in, you put out. That's not just gym. That's everything in your life.
Ezra, when you get a girlfriend, you're going to understand you have to make time for her.
Honestly, that's not going to be for a long time.
That's fine.
I ain't getting shit.
That's fine.
Well, yeah, you got to make time for her.
But you have to understand that other people have girlfriends. They have wives. They have
not
babies.
Not when they're being a cunt. You don't got to fucking.
They have girlfriends. They have wives. They have babies.
No one has wives.
If they have babies, that's a wife.
Most everybody does now.
No one has a wife.
If they have a baby, that's
no
a wife.
No one's married.
It doesn't fish matter if they say they're married or not. They are married if they have a baby.
Honestly, Fish has been a friend for a long time. He's like my only friend that I think is married out of all my friends that I know.
We went to a fucking wedding. Fucking Robert.
No, I didn't.
We went to Robert's wedding.
Okay, two friends.
I went to it with him.
Everyone else is just girlfriend, boyfriend.
Yeah, but they have a baby. That means marriage. You're married to them.
No, it doesn't.
It does, actually.
That means life together, basically.
Yeah. Once you have a kid with someone, you're done. That's the person for you for the rest of your life because if I have a kid with someone, that's the rest of the life.
Not that that's the person you're going to be with for the rest of your life, but you have to at least deal with them.
For the rest of your life. But me,
for the rest of your life.
For me?
Yeah, you have to deal with them for the rest of your life.
I got 18 years. Because
that's 18. The mother of the child.
I got 18 years.
Yeah, at least until they're 18.
I got 18 years.
Yeah.
I got 18 years. I got to be with them for the kids.
How do we get to this?
Because you want to be a bitch and say if you have a girlfriend, you're all fucking pussy with.
No, I didn't.
Oh well, no, we were kind of.
Yeah,
we're
you did. You were talking shit.
I said no one's not gonna be hanging out no more because everyone has a fucking girlfriend.
No one fucking talks to me anymore.
And no one talks to me either, dude.
At all.
And that's why I don't like
bitch ass motherfuckers. I talk to you guys every day.
No, you don't. Oh yeah, that's what it was. He used to call me 5 times a day. Give me up all
answering.
The time. He
you
would send me TikToks. He's kind of doing it back. He sends me a TikTok here and there through text. But, like, dude, no more FaceTime calls. Like, dude, this would be all the
you
time.
You don't answer, Ezra.
I used to answer, dude.
But now you don't. That's the problem. You stop answering, I stop calling.
The only person I talk to really is Nina now.
I talk to you every day, too. No, why don't. Do I don't matter? Why don't I matter?
It's not about talking to me every day. It's about doing like shit on the weekends and like shit.
I do shit with both you guys every weekend.
No, I got lucky.
Literally, I haven't hung out with
you guys. I got lucky this month. You guys went to a movie with me. And guess what? You guys sat in the fucking chairs behind me.
I know. I was going to sit next to you.
You sat in the motherfucking chairs behind me.
What's
I was
going
to sit next to you.
Didn't even really hang out. Didn't get to laugh with you fucks. You guys were
it wasn't
fucking
funny.
5 feet.
It was funny.
There was 5-6 times at least it was funny, dude.
I laughed.
Okay, there was a couple.
Where I was laughing, Nina wasn't laughing. I looked back at you guys. I tried to laugh with you. I could hear Larry kind of giggling.
I laughed the whole time.
I was going to sit next to you guys. I was like, I don't know. Like,
I sat by myself.
We should have sat in the goddamn seats I paid for. You should have sat right next to me.
I paid for his seat.
I was going to sit right there, too.
You didn't
I ain't even going to lie.
Shit.
Bet. You want to see the cash?
I bought you guys a hot dog. He didn't buy you guys shit. I bought you guys a snack.
$34,
I bought you guys a snack. Larry didn't buy a shit.
I
bought the tickets.
Okay, he did.
What the fuck?
I bought Nina a snack. You feel me?
You guys are arguing about the wrong shit. I'm just saying, I talk to you guys every day.
We seen Ant-Man, and Larry didn't even sit next to me. He was supposed to be my day. He fucking sat 5 miles away.
You were right next to me, kind of.
No, I was not. Not close enough to do a reach around.
I didn't want to.
Yeah, whatever, dude.
I liked my seat.
Yeah,
my
whatever, dude.
My seat
literally, no one wants to hang out no more.
It just doesn't seem like
anything. Just come to the gym with me, Bubba. Honestly, go to the gym with me.
The gym's sick.
Shut up. Come to the gym with me, dude.
It's hard for me to go to the gym.
No, it's not.
I have so much to do all the time.
I do, too, dude, and I still make time for it.
You do.
Like.
You have to.
See that 5 FaceTime calls? Gone. Now I make time for that. I make time for that gym instead of make time for
bitch,
the FaceTime
I still
call
you, but I stop because you don't answer. I will start again, but you better fucking answer. I swear to God, I'm going to fucking record
No,
it.
I don't want you to start it again.
No,
because that era is over. That was the good old days.
Because guess what?
That was the good old days.
I
missed that so
much.
Because
guess what? I still
days.
Call people every day, but they actually answer.
Bro, do you remember the good old days when people would pull up in the garage? Remember we used to day drink? We haven't fucking done that in 2 years.
We all have a job. On the weekends, we
We've always had a fucking job.
On the weekends, we do day drink. Where are you at? At the gym.
Dude.
That's
I
fine.
I remember when I was fat. I was a fat fuck. I'm still fat now, but when I was a fat fuck, dude, we used to come over here and drink in the weekdays. We were drinking like 12 packs, 18 packs of beer.
Yeah, you kind of.
Remember that shit?
Yeah, it kind of sucks.
There used to be beer all over this fucking table.
That shit
kind of
sucks. Yeah. No, it was. Fun, dude. I love that shit.
No, it was really fun. When I was 23.
Dude, Jake, Cowboy, Alex, fucking Austin Jordan, dude.
I
want to
be into the hanging out, but I want to do other.
No one fucking pulls out no more. Everyone's fucking gay.
Not clean, but I want to work on shit. I want to build shit.
Dude, build my car, dude. Let's go fucking do donuts. I want to drive my car again. I fucking miss so bad.
Look at this. Look at this.
Let's hear what this guy say.
People grow up. Yes, we had fun when we were smaller. You can't just keep drinking every fucking day every time we do something. It doesn't work like that, Ezra. We got to grow up a little bit. I still call you. I still text you. I still call him. I still call everybody. But you know who I call the most? The people that fucking answer every time I call
them. Who do you call then?
I talk to Junior, and I talk to Alex and Richard every day because they answer. And I talk to Bubba every time I get home.
I got replaced by Alex and Junior and Richard. Because
you stopped fucking answering. You know who I did the same thing with? Austin Jordan. He stopped answering me. I stopped calling his ass, too.
See the pie, because
if you don't answer me, I don't call you.
The motherfuckers would be 22 next summer.
And when I get home, I can talk to Bubba about my day just like the same thing I'm talking to them about.
He says that, but he don't talk to me for sure.
I don't think he does, honestly.
You guys are retarded. You know what? Look, I'm going to start it, but guess what? Don't start it.
Keep your rotation. Keep Junior, Richard, Alex, that rotation. That's dope.
Ezra.
I like that for you.
I want you to answer.
I like that for you.
I'm going to pull someone in right now when she knows that call.
I've been trying to talk to Ezra more because...
Dude, hit me up.
Never fucking talk to me.
Hit me up.
So. This motherfucker doesn't fucking talk to me.
Go to the gym with me, bro. You'll love it.
See? You see, that's all he hears about, which is fine. I respect that, but I that's why he doesn't want to talk to me. I'm like, cool. I'll just go to the gym by myself.
I feel it.
I do.
You also bailed on me, too.
When?
For like a whole year.
Bitch, I was going to the gym by myself for 6 months every fucking day. I did a whole month, 7 days a week. No drinking, nothing. I never saw you there.
So inside of
6 months, no drinking? That's the biggest lie I've ever heard you say since I've known you.
I said 1 month.
You just said 6 months. Every
but I
day,
said six
no
months,
drinking.
No, I said I did 6 months, never saw you. And I did 1 month, no drinking, 7 days a week.
Dude, we went to the gym every day together.
No,
what the fuck
didn't,
do you mean?
Bitch. No, you
yeah,
didn't,
Yeah, you would be
bitch.
There maybe an hour before me, but we were still there together.
Hey, you remember when they said you didn't start going until Larry started going? Remember when Raimundo and them said that?
I didn't start going until Larry started going.
Yeah, remember when I put you on? Because you didn't go until I started going. I was going every day before
you.
How
did you put me on? Put me on to what?
I was going every day before you.
Every day what?
Me and Jake were going every day.
Every day where?
To Crunch.
To the gym.
Remember when you're going for free and then you had to pay? And then when you
so
started,
I wasn't there then?
And then after 3 months, then you paid, you started going. You dummy.
So you're saying you were going to the gym before I was going to the gym?
Yeah. But I put you on.
That is the...
I showed you the workouts.
Larry, you're not a good liar, but I believe that.
Thank you. Shake my hand.
Because you're not like, a good liar at all.
I feel
dude.
Like that's...
That's straight true. Smoke.
Dude, this guy was here. I was at the gym every single fucking day.
Yeah,
dude, he was there the first week we all went to the gym. Him and Alex.
That first week.
We all went to the gym
first
together.
Week.
The first time
the
we
first
all
time
went
we
to
all
the gym.
Ever stepped foot
we
in the gym.
All went first week. Together.
First week.
Except
yeah.
for Jake. Jake was clearly.
Jake was been going. Jake's the one that showed me and him to go to the
yeah,
gym.
Yeah, exactly.
You should have said that he went before me.
No.
We all went
yeah,
together.
You fucking did. Shut the fuck up.
I started going every day before you. Like, I started going consistently. I was going every single
he
day
might've.
Before you started.
He was not. I was going every day, too.
I don't think you were.
Yeah, I maybe missed like a Monday or a Tuesday. He was not going every day either.
Oh, my God. Ask
That's straight
Jake.
Smoke.
Ask Jake. Ask
That's straight
Demi.
Smoke.
Well, I couldn't tell you because I
wasn't
could
tell
there
you,
at all. Because
I did every fucking day. I was going hard.
No, he wasn't.
And I still will go hard.
That's what he's been saying the last 3 months. I haven't seen shit.
Bitch, I've been
seeing
at
him
the fucking
at the
gym.
Gym.
I
haven't even been seeing him at the
I
gym.
I skipped this week because we're changing the whole house, and I couldn't make it, and I've been working until 10 o'clock at night every day and waking up at 4:30, 5 in the morning every single day.
God. Let's go back to summer. No one wants to hang out no more. Remember the
you
good old days when we would play Tiger Woods in the garage?
I don't want to hang out with you no more, bitch.
Dude, I thought about that yesterday, bro. Like,
bitch.
The Tiger Woods shit.
You used
I
to get your
that,
ass
bro.
Whooped. I used to use Goosen and whoop your ass. Tell them about that.
No one wants to hang out no more. It's all right. They got
I'm
girlfriends.
Hang out with
it's
you.
Cool. Go ahead. Stay with your girlfriend. Everyone that listens
What's
to this.
What's wrong with having a cool. girlfriend?
Nothing.
It sounds like you're mad because you don't have a girlfriend.
No, I'm not.
Then why are you saying you're... Why
I
you
just been thinking about the good old times playing Tiger Woods and like no one does that no
we
more.
We all still had girlfriends during that time.
I don't think they did.
You had a girlfriend. I had a girlfriend.
You didn't.
Yes, I did.
You didn't. Austin Jordan didn't.
Austin Jordan did too. Well,
no,
he
didn't
actually.
You two... You and Austin Jordan didn't have girlfriends.
You want me to call her in here?
Go ahead.
Emily.
She's not going to be on camera.
No, who gives a fuck?
Did I play Wii golf when I was with you?
No, you weren't. She was not even
she
here
She said,
yet.
Yeah, way too much.
She was not even here
yes,
yet.
Yes, she was.
No, she fucking wasn't.
You forgot that she lived with me before before the third time we got together. Again, we broke up twice, dummy.
So you got together three times?
Yes. And she lived with me once before this.
So what? Just keep going or just three times? That's it?
That's it. We're done now. We're forever.
Okay.
Sick. But yeah, she wasn't you weren't even with her.
But
yet.
Ezra, you can't get mad that we have girlfriends.
Yet. You weren't with her
you
yet.
You can't get mad that we have girlfriends. You're a hot guy
we
now.
We were in the garage.
Look at you. You're all worked out. You can get a girl now. Just go get a girl. I'm not gonna make fun
but
of you.
You weren't with her yet when we were doing that stuff.
I swear to God, bro, I've been with her 2.5 years.
Fuck. I guess we were being blacked out belligerent drunk then because I don't
Yes,
remember.
We were.
Because I don't remember her being here at all.
We started because
she was in the room.
Her.
What?
I'm not even trying to talk about it. You guys are being stupid. I don't give a fuck.
This
I'm
guy,
a stupid
this
motherfucker.
Guy's being an asshole.
And I'm just trying to keep this going because honestly, we're already at an hour.
What do you want to do? Want to go another hour? I'll argue with
go another hour. They used to beat this guy's ass at Tiger Woods.
No,
09.
You did not. You won one.
And we haven't
time
done that in like
with
a
Daly.
Year and a half.
You won one time
it's
with right. Daly.
Next week.
You what? Want? No, we'll play tomorrow,
next
motherfucker.
Week we'll
oh yeah,
we'll
next
score.
No, tomorrow.
No, we can play tomorrow, right?
The thing comes tomorrow.
But probably late, huh?
Probably.
Prime? That's fine. I don't got to work Monday.
Amazon Prime?
I do.
You said you're calling.
Tomorrow's out. Sunday. What the fuck are you talking about? We can play on.
We can play tomorrow.
He doesn't have to work on Monday.
Yeah, I know. It's fucking retard
talking. You don't have to work on Monday either.
Yeah, I do.
You said you don't.
Got a fucking job, dude.
I have a job, too. What the fuck?
Me too. Oh my god. Holy shit, we all have
I can't wait for this.
No, I mean no sense.
I can't wait for summertime, man. That shit's
gonna for be what? Tight. For what?
Just to go
because
to the river.
Obviously you're going to have to go to the river by yourself cuz no one hangs out with you.
I'm
honestly,
trying to
they
play,
don't
I'm trying
because
to play football and like
football?
Play softball
like,
I'm
toss
trying
the ball
to like
around?
Do shit. No,
like real
like,
football?
I'm not trying to just go sit at the fucking river and drink. I'm not doing that every day. I'm not fucking doing
we
that.
We did that every Saturday. Sunday.
Yeah. Cool, that was last year. Let's move on.
No, he still wants
so you
to.
So you
want to
grow up too and change and grow up too.
See what I'm saying?
Damn, dude.
See,
I'm all by
he's
myself,
saying
dude.
It's changing, but it's
I'm
not.
I'm all by myself, dude. But it's all right.
Hey, I'm down to go drink at the fucking river. I don't give a fuck. But I'm gonna throw a football around.
Good old frisbee toss.
And
man.
A frisbee toss. That's good too.
That was fun.
And we can play softball there. We can bring a little thing. Remember, we played softball there too.
That was dope. I'm gonna cry with this shit.
I'm crying right now. I'm crying.
Stop talking about it.
Stop talking about it, dude.
Fucking teared up. Just stop.
Yeah, I jerked it right before I came to the movie theaters.
Oh, shit. Hey, yo. I jerked it in the movie theaters. You missed it.
That's why I sat behind you. I wanted to touch
I wonder
myself.
Why I seen you keep going to popcorn like that.
Yeah.
I had a hole in the pot.
Yeah.
A little bit of lube in there because
the
butter.
The guy right in front of me was getting hit.
What?
What? We've seen the new Ant-Man
double
movie.
Time.
Ant-Man and Wasp.
Don't ruin it for anyone. That's just new.
It's not Wasp Man. Is it just Wasp?
No, Wasp Man is the old one.
I don't know what the fuck they called it. Quantum Plex.
Is that his wife shit. Or girlfriend?
No.
Sister?
That's his stepsister.
Oh.
Wait, what?
Basically. Because that's that dude's sister, but that...
They've seen the fucking movies. She's in the other movies, right?
That's his girl. The
no.
The Wasp is his girl.
That's I
the Ant-Man's
I thought girl. It was his sister for a second.
Cousin, girl, same thing.
Yeah, for you, Bubba.
Whatever. No, for us. We're
because,
both.
Yeah, me too, yeah. I was confused because she was saying mom, right? And then I'm thinking, okay, well, that's Tommy's dad. So then, like, what?
No,
brother.
That's why he calls her by the name because that's her daughter. The old guy and the old woman are together. But the old guy is the mentor of Ant-Man.
Oh, so that's not even his dad?
No.
Oh, I'm thinking it's his dad.
No.
No.
Oh, shit.
But the Ant-Man has a daughter, which is the little girl.
She's
and
hot,
the,
too.
And the half-middle woman is the daughter of the old man.
And the Wasp.
Yes.
Wasp
the Wasp
woman.
Is the daughter of the old man.
Sick.
The last movie was Ant-Man and Wasp women fucking fight something. That
yeah, whatever.
They fight like the dude with the big head.
It's called, like, Aquarium or what is it? Ant-Man and Wasp, like, Aquarium or something like that? It's like a
quantum,
crazy-ass word I can't
quantum
read.
Verse.
Quantum world.
See, I was way off.
Yeah,
that's the newest one.
Yeah, I know.
One we just watched.
That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah. It was cool.
I'll say an aquarium.
I liked it.
It's quantum verse or multiverse. What is it? Quantum verse.
Quantum verse. Anyway,
right,
it was
done.
A very good podcast, guys. I
got a little heated, but it's all right.
Talking to you.
You're the one that got heated, fucker.
These guys are fucking retarded.
I'm never heated, boy.
I'm fucking happy. I don't give a shit.
You want to cry?
If anybody's listening to this, we're all looking for a girlfriend for Ezra so we can
no,
stop
we're
talking
not.
About this
Ramsey,
bullshit.
Thank you for listening, dude. I know
we're
you're
tired
there.
Of jerking him off after every podcast because he's so horned up. So let's just get that over with and get
this
him
is
a girl
not good.
To do that
Why?
Instead of us doing it.
Oh, it doesn't work? Oh, shit.
Got too much fucking
it'll probably
shit
work.
On it.
Just got to put rice or something. Right.
Oh, too much shit on it.
Yeah,
our,
take the better.
Our mouse is broken. Our mouse is broken.
That's an easy fix, though. You can get one fucking tomorrow, too.
Our mouse is broken. Ezra. Or
oh, wait. What did you guys think about the movie? What did you guys think about the movie? Oh,
I thought that you were gay.
Like storyline. Storyline wise.
What are you doing? She tattooed her foot.
She's giving you the sign to hurry up. What do you guys think about the movie?
Oh, because
Bubba?
I have to listen to everything and it ruins my life, right?
Bubba, what you think about the movie? Yep. Bubba, what you think about the movie?
I thought it was great, but I think that like I couldn't enjoy it because I have a girlfriend. Because
we didn't sit next to you?
Yeah.
You were sat hella far, too.
Yeah, because anything I do, if I have a girlfriend, it's just not enjoyable. like anything to
do. That's what it seems like.
That's what it seems like, right?
To a lot of, to not just you, to but you. Like everyone.
Yeah, because to you, you think if you have a girlfriend, just everything sucks for some reason. It doesn't. You just have to grow up a little
bit. What are the benefits out of it? Give me one good, really good benefit.
What